Hi, my name's Aviva Tully, and I play Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz UK tour.
We all know the story of A Wizard of Oz. Many of us may have spent our Christmases watching it with family on the TV. So, I mean, with this particular production, I mean, what can we expect if we're going to come see it in Woking?
It's very much the same story, not much has changed. If you watched the movie and you love the movie, then coming to watch this is will be very nostalgic. But however, we've got a new twist on it in terms of like colors, and it's a bit modern. We've got phones, I suppose.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
We've got mobile phones, we've got
Oh,
cameras,
getting with the times then. I love it.
yeah, we've got LED screens. So it allows the youth of today to love it just as much as the
Okay.
older generation do.
And with all this sort of new technology, phones and the traditional songs and new songs put in,
Yeah.
how have you kind of kept it true to the original so that the audience can relate to it?
Yeah, we've still got the classic songs like Summer of the Rainbow, Merry Old Land of Oz. We've got Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. So we've still got those songs in, which people very much enjoy. But what makes it different is we've also got Andrew Lloyd Webber's new songs.
Yes.
But they don't really, in terms of the movie, they don't really. Or in terms of the story and the songs, they don't re it hasn't really changed. So it hasn't changed anything, just enhanced the musical. It's not a
Yeah.
remake. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
True to
yeah.
the original, with just a few little tweaks along the
Exactly.
way. I love that. And
Exactly. Exactly.
a real kind of family feel to it as well. And it's important, isn't it? Because this sort of thing could be an introduction to theatre for, children, young people, maybe coming with their
Yeah.
family for the first time to see it.
Yeah, almost every day I see little girls wearing the blue dress and the red shoes, and it's just so sweet, because they're like 5 years old, and sure, I would think that this could be their first show. And I know when I watched my first musical, I was a bit older. I was 14, but I remember it was Matilda, and
Oh.
I remember watching Matilda. And just being like, I need to be on that stage. Like, I don't like, I was jealous of the kids on that stage because I was around the same age as them. And I was like, why am I not on that stage? So, like,
Now you are. There
and now I am.
you go.
So I'm sure that there'll be kids who have watched this for the very first time and
Yes.
will be, maybe this is their introduction to theatre, and also maybe this is the career that they'll take. Who
Yeah.
knows?
There you go. The stars of the future could be sitting right there in that audience. That's that must
Exactly.
be a real privilege to know that that might be the case.
Yeah, I could very much be their first ever musical,
Yeah.
and yeah, it's like, yeah, amazing.
So you mentioned the young girls in the costumes in the audience. What do you think that they can learn and the message they might take away from a character like Dorothy?
She's always been a strong individual. From the beginning when she's in Kansas to the very end, you can see that she is a very strong-minded, unique character. And I think what shows is her strength from beginning to end, and I feel like little girls will watch that and see that she's also a bit, I wouldn't say odd, but she's also a bit you like strange. Like, her family in Kansas don't really understand her, and I feel like it doesn't. By the end of the musical, you realize that it didn't really matter that they didn't understand her because she's always been true to herself. And I feel like kids watching this will probably feel like that it's okay to be different.
Yeah, such an
And
important message, isn't it? So
yeah,
important.
it's
Yeah.
okay to be different, and also it's okay not to change for anyone too. It's that is just as important. Stay true to yourself. And I think that's what Dorothy does. She stays true to herself. She
Yes.
tr stays true to herself from beginning to end.
Love that. Such an important message. Do you think that you can relate to Dorothy in your own life? Is there any kind of parallels you can draw from that?
I have always thought I was a bit like seen as different. When I was younger, I was felt like the odd one out. And I feel like that person has allowed me to get to where I am, and I'm very grateful. I'm only 23 years old, and the things I've managed to accomplish at 23 is like I wouldn't have ever dreamed, like I've dreamed about it, but I never thought it would come true. And I feel like it's because I didn't change for anyone. I was always myself, and I believed in myself, and I feel like that's what Dorothy does too.
Do you know, I really love the idea of, you know, you mentioned going to see Matilda as your first production at age 14, and kind of that kind of gave you the bug thinking, well, I want to be on that stage. So what was it that made you think, you know, I want to do this, I want to do this for a career?
My mom says I've been singing since I was three. So going to watch that and seeing little kids do it, but they're doing it professionally and jump, it just looked so fun. They were like jumping around. They were like, you know, they learned that they knew their lines. It was just like, it just looked so fun. And also, I think it was also, if I'm gonna be honest, I feel like the fact that, you know, they didn't like have to like go to school or anything. If they had school, it was like privately. But you know, it was the show's at like 2 o'clock, and I'm wondering how are they not at school at 2 o'clock? Like that's really
You're thinking
strange.
it's a little
Like,
ticket to get out of school. I
yeah,
like that.
I'm like, oh, but yeah, it looked so fun, and they looked like they were really enjoying themselves, and I wanted that.
So you had the dream, you know, in the audience watching the show, thinking, oh, I want to be on that stage. How did you make it happen? What did you sort of do over the years to kind of progress the way you are now?
So I started singing lessons at 14, and then I really wanted to go to drama school, but I would like all I kept thinking about was schools like Italia Conti or the Brit School. That was another one, but I felt like I didn't know at the time that the Brit School was free, and it felt impossible to reach because my family we come from quite a humble background, so my family didn't have money back then, so it felt like impossible to get there. But then the Brit School is actually free, and I found that out, and I was like, oh my God, maybe this is my chance to actually, maybe that's a door for me. So I auditioned for it, didn't get in the first time, waited 2 years, and I was like, I'm gonna audition again. Auditioned at 16 and got in. And I didn't have to pay anything. It was just as much as a drama school as the other ones were. It was just gave people who didn't necessarily have the funds to pay for those certain schools a chance. And I went there, did my 2 years, and then I realized, oh, I started learning about drama school universities, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And then so basically it all started from the Brit School, and then I kind of just found a journey to get there.
All fell into place. So you're very own
It
yellow
all
brick
fell into
road
place.
then to where
Yeah,
you want to be.
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That must have been, like you say, a dream come true for you, though, to land such an iconic role. You know, you've I would imagine you have memories of watching The Wizard of Oz as a child, and then to actually be on stage playing that role. I mean, that's amazing, isn't
Yeah, I knew that song before I even auditioned. Like, and
it? Over the rainbow.
I'm sure everyone knew Over the Rainbow, but I had been singing that since I was so young. So when I got like, and I remember watching the BBC one, the BBC auditions, and it was Andrew Lloyd Webber's the original production. He was trying to find a Dorothy, and I watched that. I must have been about 12 or something, and I watched it from beginning to end. So, when it came along, I was like, in my mind, I was like, well, you know, we'll see if I get it. And then I got through to a round, and I got through to another round, and then it happened, and I was in shock. I was in shock.
What did you do when you
If
found out that you know you got the role? Who's the first person you called?
I was in my house, and I live with my mom and my sister, and my brother, and I ran downstairs, and I was like, Mom, I've got Dorothy because my agent called me in the morning. And usually when it's in the morning, I'm like, oh, what does this mean? What does this mean? And he told me, and I was like, oh my God, wow.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. And then I ran downstairs. I was like, Mom, I got it. And she was like, even my mom was in shock. Like, she didn't say anything, but you could see in her eyes, like, wow. Because now I can say that for the rest of my life, I got to play Dorothy in The Wizard
Yeah,
of Oz. And
there
not
you
many people
go.
get to say that.
So, I mean, what advice would you give to, somebody, maybe, if you go back to your 14-year-old self watching Matilda, thinking you want to be on that stage? I mean, what advice would you give to someone who's in that position?
I'd say, don't give up. And there are so many different avenues to get to the place you want to be. So if one door
Yes.
closes, you just keep
Keep
looking
at
and
it, yeah.
keep believing it, and something else will come, because if it's right for you, it will happen for you.
Been really inspirational to hear your story, actually, and to hear how you've achieved your dreams and just such an iconic role. And what is it, do you think, that me, Wizard of Oz, a classic story written many, many years ago, the movie, what, in the 1930s? I mean, what is it that makes it still sort of relevant and popular today, do you think, for audiences?
Well, it's timeless, I think. I spoke to my grandma about it the other day, and she very much knows Wizard of Oz. Everyone knows about it. The story itself is a very simplistic story. Again, it's really crazy where she goes to Oz and stuff. But if you actually think of the story is about a girl who's trying to find her place, goes along a journey, meets some wonderful friends, realizes that she had. Her being different is great and wonderful, and she finds her place in the world. And I feel like that story in itself is timeless, because I'm sure everybody goes through that, where they feel a bit out of place and then they
Yeah.
find themselves. So I think that's probably why. And I think it will be timeless forever. And especially the movie. I watched the movie at Christmas, and I saw Judy Garland and her performance. Like, it's the movie's got to be 100 years old now, and it still makes me emotional. I still feel like I'm watching it for the first time every time I watch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what's it like working with Craig Wedell-Horwood? I mean, he's the Wicked Witch. I mean, that's that. I mean, he's well suited to that role,
Yeah.
isn't he?
Oh my God. Like, he's so normal and regular. Like, like you would think somebody who's had this big huge career would, I don't know, sometimes you think, oh no, what are they going to be like? But then you meet them and you're like, you're so normal. Like, you can actually have a like you're you like there's it feels like there's nothing different between me and you apart from experience, I suppose. He's like such a lovely person. And maybe I shouldn't be saying, because maybe he puts in a certain facade, but he's so lovely.
He's a softie at heart then, behind the
Yeah,
persona. Yes,
softy at
love
heart.
that.
Yeah.
And working with people like Craig Wedell-Horwood, that's good for you, because you can pick up advice and throw ideas around and learn from him, I would imagine.
We're working with Jason Manford at
Yeah.
this stage, and again, even him, like, they've been in the business for so long, and it's how they carry themselves that you think, okay, if I have this long career, if my career does go further than this, it's about staying humble and just it, he they seem to be it's like they're almost appreciating everything and enjoying the ride at the same time. And I feel like that's what I feel like I've learned from them, and I hope to do if it
Yeah.
happens.
Okay.
Just enjoy the ride, and it's a we're all people in this industry. We're so fortunate, and sometimes we forget about that, but we are so lucky. And I feel like it helps to see people who are a lot older than me see you. It's nice to see that they feel like that, even at whatever age they are.
Yeah, definitely. A tour in the country. The tour runs until August, I believe. So, is there any
Yes.
sort of favorite places along the way that you've been to, or places that you're looking forward to? You can obviously
Yeah.
say Woking if you want to.
Yeah, Woking, of course. I've
Have
never been, you know what? I've
you
never been
not?
to Woking. I've been to Woking to see a show my friend was in, but I've never actually been to the town and experienced it. So I'm actually really excited to go to Woking. It's not so far from London as well, so and I'm from London, so I'll be
Yeah.
commuting. So
Yeah, good
it will
transport
feel,
connections. Yeah.
yeah, so it'll feel really, it will feel like I'm kind of at home anyway. Like it will feel really nice. I'm excited for Dublin. I've been to Dublin before, and the last time I went, it was really, really, really like nice and beautiful, and it's very different to London. And I had a great time. Where else? Cardiff. I loved Cardiff. I did, and the theatre is huge in Cardiff. So Cardiff as well. Yeah.
So, do you actually get time to explore, though? I mean, I know you sort of come in, you've got a show to
No.
do, you've got to get things together. Do you get time to do you just kind of come in, do the show, and then off you go?
Yeah, it's kind of like, because we are in places weekly, so every week we're on the move. So every Sunday we unpack our suitcases for 6 days, then we've got to pack them all up again, and then we're on the road again, and then we're doing the same thing every week. So it does get a bit tiring,
Yeah.
but we if we do get a chance, sometimes we get like a show in the evening, which means that we get the day to ourselves, and on those days, that's when I would go and have a look around.
Have a wander around and see what Woking is
Yeah.
all about. Well, there's lots for you to
Yeah.
see in Woking. Yeah, there's lots of statues around town centre. Now, this is the thing I tell everyone that comes to Woking. The statues, they're very random, and you might end up walking into them thinking you just walked into a real person because they're very realistic.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that's something to look
I
forward
think I remember seeing them. It's a man, isn't it?
Yeah,
Every
lots of
like
them.
yeah, there's so many. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
But
lost
I
the giant woman from the shopping centre. She seems to have gone off somewhere. I don't
Oh,
know where. But
really?
the rest of them are there for you to
Yeah.
explore. So you come into Woking from Tuesday, the 7th, until Saturday, atgtickets.com/Woking. Yeah, we're looking forward to welcoming you to Woking. And I know you're gonna the Woking crowd are really good. You'll love a Woking game.
Thank you. I'm excited to come. I'm excited to see it for the very first time, and I'm sure they will be lovely.
Brilliant. Well,
Thank
good to talk to you, and good luck for your visit to Woking and for the rest of the tour, and your future as well, which I know is going to be bright.
you very much, John.